Marysville is the fastest growing big city in Western Washington. Housing developments are popping up left and right where farms used to be. The pressure is also being felt a few miles farther north in the fertile river valleys of Arlington. The old Faber Farm, just off Highway 530, was about to become a subdivision. They even laid down a cul-de-sac, but then it didn't. The housing crash happened. A land conservancy stepped in, and the subdivision was turned back into a farm. Region of Boom producer Posey Gruner heard from Andrew Albert about how he ended up farming where a subdivision used to be.
The die was cast. I mean, it was a housing development, it just ready to sell. And it went into foreclosure, and there it sat for years. So kind of in limbo. So I'm Andrew Albert, and we're standing next to a field of winter wheat planted right up to a cul-de-sac that I'm farming the ground all around it where houses were supposed to be, and is basically every direction as far as you can see is farm ground. That's another power box and the phone line, and I think there was going to be a house here or somewhere right here. I don't know. I never exactly saw the drawings of where they planned to put houses, but yeah, that's what people wanted to do at that time, I guess, so... So anyway, here's the hay barn here. So, or one of them. We have multiple hay barns because we make a lot of hay. I've seen it a lot. Well, even with this farm, for instance, you know, farmed for generations, and one generation ends and the other takes over and they have different ideas, and, you know, it's no longer a farm. It happens all the time, so.
This will be corn in the spring. We'll plant corn.
I'm thankful, along with a lot of other people, that it didn't happen.
Yeah, it's all frosted over, so just waiting for the weather to warm up so it can start growing again.
I love being a farmer. I'm the third generation to farm here, and I'd like there to be a fourth, you know. That's kind of what I'm seeing. You know, maybe my kids won't feel the same way, but even with the situation this farm is in, it's still going to be available for someone else who does feel that way that wants to farm it. And there's always going to be houses on the edge or, you know, a driveway going in. I mean, the cul-de-sac and everything makes it more difficult. But compared to some of the other places I farm, it could just as easily be a wet spot, you know, or a creek or a slough. So this is what you deal with if you want to live here, which is fine, you know. It's just one of the challenges of farming in Western Washington, you know.
That's Andrew Albert, a third-generation Arlington farmer. He spoke with producer Posey Gruner from KUOW's Region of Boom team. The land Andrew spoke to us about was among the biggest parcels in his 1,000-acre farm. He wouldn't have been able to afford it without something called a transfer of development rights. It's one way to preserve land in development-pressured areas, and it's something that Gene Duvernoy is kind of an expert in. He's the president of Forterra, and he and his team worked with Andrew to turn this subdivision into a farm. Duvernoy told KUOW's Emily Fox that it was nice to go the other way for once.
We are so used to seeing signs go up on farmland saying site of a new subdivision. In this case, you saw a sign go up on subdivision land saying site of a reconverted farm. So it was swimming upstream. The whole system that we have around land use and permits is designed to go from farmland to subdivision. So we had to sort of swim upstream and erase permits, go into agreements with existing landowners and rectify them, go into these very technical regulations around hazardous waste and address issues of hazardous waste, deal with a bank that had the property we're talking about in foreclosure and unwind that foreclosure situation with a bank that was after top return. So it was quite an arduous effort. It took us 2 or 3 years.
The crucial tool to preserve this land was a transfer of development rights. What does that mean?
It rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? It means that, in fact, we bought the right to any future development of that site. Now, that's an abstract concept, but we now have paid the farmer, in essence, what he would have or she would have made had they developed the land. We've paid them that. And then have an agreement with the farmer that forever that land consequently won't be developed.
Forterra preserves a lot of different types of land. Why is farmland a part of this picture?
Oh, thank you for that question. And I think any citizen will tell you that farmland strikes a very special chord in our public. But from a sort of planning perspective, it's because of the what it provides. It provides great what are called ecosystem services. It can provide clean air, clean water. It helps to make sure that we have great recreational lands. It is visually very attractive. It provides our farmers markets and other outlets local food, which is very important. We have local food options because we have nearby farmland.
Andrew Elbert, the farmer you partnered with, told us that his dad used to say, build on the hills and save the valleys for the farmers. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I laugh because that is so self-evident now, and you would have thought this region would have figured it out way back when. But I totally agree with that now, and that's the way we should operate.
So this 140-acre farm that you saved, it's just one little dot in the Pacific Northwest. What's the bigger picture?
It is absolutely one little dot. And it's like those old pointillist pictures from France in the early 1900s. Dot after dot after dot makes an incredible picture. And that's what we're doing here. We're conserving farm, and not just Forterra, but many other organizations. We're conserving dot after dot after dot. And now there's thousands of acres of permanently conserved farmland. We're hardly done, but it all adds up.
Jean Duvernoy is the founder and president of Forterra, an organization that preserves keystone places in the Northwest. That story comes from KUOW's Region of Boom team. We've been going to places about an hour away from Seattle to see how the city's explosive growth is affecting them. And you can see stories from Marysville, our most recent stop, at KUOW.org.